It's a time of challenge on the Iditarod. Wind and blowing snow on the coast and in the hills. Two dogs died in the drifts. Teams push their way along the coast of Norton Sound. Skies will be clear there today. I'm Steve Heimel.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
There's wind and blowing, drifting snow on the coast and back in the hills. It's a tough push for the teams, and Lance Mackey remains well ahead, reaching Elim at 4:20 this morning. He was hunkered in Koyuk with Sebastian Schnulla for about an hour and a half before he left last night. About a half hour later, John Baker was the next one in with Schnulla after the punishing crossing of the ice on Norton Bay. Aaron Burmeister and Mitch Seavey were holding up in a cabin on the way. Jeff King, Hans Gott, and Hugh Neff apparently actually backtracked to Shaq Tulik last night. Back on the trail, a rescue crew reached rookie musher Lou Packer in the snowdrifts between Iditarod and Shagaluk, a very remote part of the trail. Not many details are available yet, but it appears that Packer and his team were in severe distress, and two dogs on his team are dead. Packer is a physician from Wasilla. Two other mushers on that stretch of the trail have scratched and will be escorted into Shagaluk by trail sweepers come first light. They are Kim Darst of New Jersey and Blake Matre of Two Rivers. The weather continues to be relentless. Three of the top five mushers, including Lance Mackey, are all still running huge dog teams. Sebastian Schnulla has 15 dogs on the trail with him. He says it's labor-intensive to keep them all at this point of the race, but he's not going to drop any unless it's necessary.
I thought about it, but then I know I would regret that so badly if I then have to drop a few. I'm a big guy, you know, I'm 200-some pounds. I do enjoy having the power now.
All of Schnulla's Iditarod dogs ran the Yukon Quest last month. John Baker, running third now, has 13 dogs. Jeff King, among those who hope to commit to Koyuk this morning, is running with 15 dogs.
It's less and less of an anomaly as we in the sport become better and better at this.
He says in a race like this year, when there was so much loose snow, a bigger team has more of an advantage. Other sizable teams advancing in the race belong to Hans Gott, just behind King, Sonny Lindner, and Didi Jonro. Each has 13 dogs. Mitch Seavey has 12. Hugh Neff, Dallas Seavey, and Ali Zirkel have 11. APRN's Annie Fite talked with Ali Zirkel and Didi Jonro in Unalakleet and for their story.
Didi Jonro is an Iditarod legend. She's run the race nearly every year since 1980 with 12 top 10 finishes. In Unalakleet, she took a quick nap in the corner of the busy checkpoint and woke up blurry-eyed. She says the weather during this race has been tough to take.
Cold and wind. That combination is really difficult because it's hard to do your chores, hard to take care of dogs.
The winds were howling outside as Jonro laced up her boots.
I'm more interested now in having clean runs. You know, I don't want to get in trouble between checkpoints, especially with nasty weather like this. The weather is the scariest part of the race right now.
Next to Jonro, Ali Zirkel was also waking up, layering on her thick outdoor gear as she prepared to head outside to tend to her dogs. She agreed with Jonro that the weather, especially on the trail ahead, was a concern.
Well, you know, there's some things you can protect dog from, and serious wind is hard to protect a dog from. I just worry about making sure I take care of them the best we can, you know.
But Zirkel says her biggest challenge on the trail has been accepting where her team is at in this year's race.
You have to be happy with the fact that every dog is trying the hardest they can and that every dog's not perfect and you're not perfect and they have bad and good days. And if you can take that in stride, then your team will probably be better off. So that's what I've been working on. I'm down two dogs, which is a bummer, but it's okay.
Zirkel is a former Yukon Quest champion, but she has yet to break the top 10 in the Iditarod. In Unalakleet, I'm Annie Fite.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home.
And by
Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN.